In terms of global challenge and general trends, we can see very clearly that plastics are the largest, most harmful, and most persistent fraction of marine litter. Growing recordings have been recorded everywhere in all marine and coastal environments, down into the hadal depths and out into the mid-ocean gyres. It is estimated that the annual losses of value in marine ecosystem services, such as climate control and the provision of food, as well as damages in maritime industries and losses on land from damage to infrastructure, range from $500 to $2,500 billion per year. On land, the global market for plastic products is valued now at more than $1 trillion, and it's projected to grow to double that by 2022. Separately, the total natural capital cost to society related to the production of plastic consumer goods have been estimated at a further $75 billion per year. So let's look again at the latest estimate of the losses to marine plastics at $500 to $2,500 billion. These are all numbers compared to the 2016 assessment of $13 billion, so far higher. If we then add to that the direct economic losses to coastal and marine industries, this number is quite significant. In terms of Mediterranean losses, we see $138 million per year, and in the APEC region, as much as $10.8 billion, so nearly a tenfold increase compared to 2009. In short, these figures are significantly higher than those in the 2016 UNEP assessment and stress the importance of what we have to do in terms of tackling marine plastics.